Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good morning. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this morning alongside Dan Buck. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. We're getting close.
I know.
How was your Wednesday? I was not in yesterday. Did you guys have a good show?
We did. I learned some new things. Sometimes you learn little bits of information about people, and that's the only thing you'll ever remember about them. And I learned that Scott J. Gow, when he was growing up, had a poster of Peter Jennings on his wall. And that's the only thing I'll remember about him, I think. Well, no, not to say that I won't remember other things, but that's the number one thing I'll remember about him for the rest of the time we're associated with each other.
Wow. I had Farrah Peter Fawcett. Jennings poster. I had Farrah Fawcett, if that tells you anything.
I mean, they're similar.
They're similar. Yeah, I was not really into news as a teenager. Got to admit it. So
I think, was that the example I used yesterday? I said most boys had that or like a Ferrari, something like, you know, a sports car on the wall. But most of them was, you know, the lady in the bikini or whatever it was, the Farrah Fawcett's of the world. When I was growing up, I think I might have had, oh boy, a Red Wing, some kind of sports player on the wall. A lot of guys had that too.
Yeah.
But
I had sports,
no Peter Jennings.
Sports pennants, sports posters. I mean, you know, a few rock and roll posters. I think Boston. I had a Boston poster up in my room, a few other bands that I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Farrah Fawcett only lasted about 3 weeks till mom walked in one day. He goes, nope, that's coming down. I'm like, okay.
Ain't going to let
totally
that happen.
Totally not fair.
Exactly. Yeah, mom wasn't having the Farrah Fawcett bikini picture in my room. So,
yep.
But she didn't mind the rock and roll and the sports stuff I had in there, too. So.
Oh, okay. You know, I saw yesterday, too, that the Missouri Supreme Court heard oral arguments regarding the state law that bans children from receiving transgender treatments. It's a big case.
Yeah.
And that would be huge. I think that when you're talking about children mutilating their bodies in certain ways or causing irreversible harm at such a young age, that there needs to be safeguards put in place because, you know, as a society, we should be able to protect children from making terrible decisions like this, irreversible decisions in many ways. This is a good idea, and I really hope that the Supreme Court sees it that way, too.
I don't know, Ryan. Have you seen any of these montages of people who are detransitioning that are out there online? It's so sad to listen to their stories and how, you know, how horrific it was. Many of these occurred when they were teenagers. Now they're in their 20s, some of them even in their 30s, and their regret and the sadness and the medical complications and the, you know, just horrific recounts of what was going on. And now, you know, they're embracing their actual birth sex and they're trying to detransition, but the damage, in some cases, surgical damage, but in other cases, just what the hormones did to their body, the ongoing medical complications. It's sad. If you just go out there and type in most of these, I did it on X the other day after I saw one, I go, I wonder how many more there are. There's hundreds of people. Just put in detransitioning, mm-hmm. and it will pop up on your feed hundreds of cases of people who share their testimony, and more coming forward. I think they're all kind of empowering and emboldening each other as more and more conversation around, you know, really how horrific and barbaric these procedures are on these young children. And you know, mm-hmm. these kids don't have the right to have a drink legally. And we're changing their sexes when they're 12, 14, 16 years old. It's absolutely insane. And the medical practice of doing so needs to be halted by our lawmakers.
Right. Yeah, I would take it even a step further. And this is where it gets a little bit tough, because you can have a certain stance on it. And I think we've gotten to the point as a society and culture where I think a lot more people are willing to take the next step, which is if someone comes forward and they want this sort of thing, then I say that automatically you should be talking to a psychologist, because something's not adding up. We need to reach them early so that type of thinking doesn't go so far down the line that it becomes mentally ill later in life. You know what I mean? Because we've seen so many of these different stories. I'm saying that luckily, as a society, I think we're starting to step in and say, yeah, there is a connection here, and we need to take it a step further to investigate these cases.
Well, how many other mental illnesses do they try to make surgical changes? You know what I mean? It's like it's been clearly diagnosed as a dysphoria, as a mental problem that people have when they don't feel they belong in their body or whatever. But give me another medical treatment, a physical surgical change that they impose on people because of a mental illness. You know what I mean? It's a mind problem, a brain problem. It's not a body problem.
Well,
right?
Well, okay, we can go back, let's say, 100 years where they did lobotomies. I mean, yeah, that's
right. If you're crazy, they just took out half your brain. Yeah.
Right. Well, and essentially they're mutilating the bodies. It's very similar in some ways. I know that's going to be controversial if you take it on the surface, but that's the only example I can think of where you treated that type of mental illness that way, where you've physically mutilated a body.
Yeah, you don't treat depression or anxiety or bipolar or schizophrenia or any of these other mental illnesses with a physical change to the body. But somehow when a child comes forward and says they don't feel comfortable in their body, okay, we'll just lop it off. You know, we'll just cut your breast off. We'll just make these physical surgical changes. It makes zero sense to me. They're clearly in crisis mentally, and they need support there. Let's give them that support and stop this mutilation and drugging, you know, giving them these horrific hormones that have been, you know, well documented for their side effects that can also impact other parts of their bodies, right?
Yeah, let me say again, I'm speaking of minors, because I don't think they can consent to any of the things that they want to do to their bodies. I think that's where you draw the line. When you have a child that is requesting these things and an adult that wants to sign off on it, I think that's where the system should step in.
Child abuse charges, right. Yeah.
Well, that's where you should step in and say, well, this is where we're not going to allow it. All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox Short List.
In too many countries, including, sadly, right here in the United States, democracy is under siege.
So
the polite
Hillary Clinton
phrase for this is democratic backsliding.
So now Hillary they've Clinton termed it. Yeah.
Given democratic backsliding under siege. So I think she is trying to find ways to tiptoe around not using the word Nazi, because that's how they've been normally phrasing things when it comes to the Trump administration. So if you listen to that full clip, she sounds like a robot, by the way.
She's just trying to stay relevant, which she's not. So there we go.
You know, we can tone down the rhetoric, and that's the right message. But you also have to start looking at what policies you've implemented, what tactics you're using, because if you tone down the rhetoric but you leave those other pieces in place, nothing's going to change.
So that is a Christopher O'Leary on MSNBC, and part of the point that he was making is that what they're upset about, the shooters, that if that doesn't change, you're still going to have more shooters, even if there's no rhetoric. So what he's saying is, we should give in to what the shooter's demands are to stop the shooting. That's basically the point he's making. Crazy point.
2 weeks ago today that we saw a political assassination in Utah that tore the heart out of much of this country. This is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or CBP. This must stop.
Yeah, this must stop. Will it, though?
No.
That's the...
Yeah.
You see the way these kids are motivated. Will it?
Yeah, I don't know what those other 18% are doing or thinking, but look, 79%, I think, understand that the rhetoric is out of control. And I'm sorry, but it looks to be one way.
You think he makes a point there?
You think? Yeah, I mean, and people even point to certain cases and try to pin it on. Here's the difference. When shootings occur and it is a white supremacist, or, you know, the church shooting, was that in North Carolina or South Carolina? Remember where they went into the church and killed several people. All conservatives denounced that type of a person, right? They immediately denounce it, right? We do not support white supremacy. That was an act of hatred. It was deplorable. We absolutely will never endorse such a thing. When this happens on the left, they immediately go into this defense posture or go into the attack mode against the Democrats or something, you know, in the Charlie Kirk case. Well, it was what Charlie said. No man should be killed for what he said, but that's what they did. They didn't condemn the shooter. They didn't go, you know, keep asking the question of why so many transgender or transgender loving people are being, you know, are perpetrating these crimes. They just don't denounce the act. I mean, it's deplorable to me. So there's the difference. I mean, I always say we are not the same. When a right wing extremist does something horrific, and it's much more rare these days than what we're seeing from left-wing extremists, we're quick to denounce it. We're quick to say absolutely not acceptable, including our lawmakers. But you don't get that on the left. They immediately go in defense posturing or attack mode against the Republicans and somehow find a way to change the narrative. It just, to me, it's completely different how we react to these kinds of mass tragedies.
Yep, I think you're right on. All right, coming up after the break, I don't know if you saw that Ben Affleck's daughter was speaking at the UN. Why is she speaking? I guess we'll find out. I think you'll like to hear what she has
with
to say.
With her mask on? Yeah, with her mask covering her face? Unbelievable.
It has to do with that. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back.
Man,
well, looking,
you're missing out here at the studio today.
Oh, you got some food?
Oh, Drew brought in a delicious little bacon, egg, and cheese croissant.
What?
Oh, man.
Hold stuff. It up to the camera. Can I see it?
Sure.
I want to see what I'm missing out on. Oh, come on.
Little croissant sandwich from QT.
Oh, that's really
Drew
nice.
The hero
QT.
Today. Yeah. The QT, have you seen their, like, new spread in some of their new stores? They've got this whole, like, diner now in there. It's unbelievable, and some really good hot cook to order food. Really,
you should
good
start stuff. With Ryan. Do you have QTs up in Detroit?
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah,
no. I can't remember. You know, I don't see too many of them up here.
No,
but we're just getting sheets. Do you have? We just started getting those. Those are a big deal.
I've been to several of those in Ohio. A friend of mine, I'm out there frequently, and those are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they're known for some of their food too. Yeah,
Casey's Pizza is still hard to beat.
Yeah, I love it that you're looking for your food options this early in the morning.
That's right.
That's the only thing we've got are gas stations.
Exactly.
Station food. It's come a long way.
One, remember there used to be like the 24-hour restaurants. You just don't see them anymore. I don't know if it's because of safety issues or what, but you used to always have the Jack in the Boxes or the McDonald's that would, you know, be open year. Or what's the one? White Castle, of course, if you really want some belly bombers.
Of course.
Early.
Oh, White Castle, belly bombers. I love White Castle. So I guess that Greta Thunberg was busy, so the UN called Ben Affleck's daughter Violet to go speak on behalf of the youth. And she was discussing to the UN General Assembly that maybe we need to bring back the COVID mandates. So let's listen to clip number 5.
I am terrified for the children who do not or soon will not know a world without debilitating pain and exhaustion, who cannot trust their bodies to play, explore, and imagine, and who will not know the potential of their own minds unfettered by the cognitive damage from a COVID-19 infection. And I am furious on their behalf. It is neglect of the highest order to look children in the eyes and say, we knew how to protect you, and we didn't do it. We have access to a technology to prevent airborne disease, something that millions of our ancestors and millions of people around the world today would kill for, and we refuse to use it. And I shudder to think of where we will be in another 5 years of unmitigated infection and reinfection.
Hmm. So bring back the masks, I guess, is what she wants.
That's the technology. That's the great breakthrough of modern day medicine is mask. I just feel I really do. I feel for her. She's been in a mask for 5 years. Mm-hmm. She's never taken it off. She gave this speech to the UN with her mask on. And to live your life in that kind of fear, when also the evidence just doesn't stack up to support what she's saying, is that the youth were very, very low affected by COVID-19 in any of the strains. But mm-hmm. if you were healthy, of able body, and didn't have pre-existing conditions, which most children don't, their likelihood of zero to very mild symptoms was likely. I mean, there was just mm-hmm. there was no evidence to support the school shutdowns, the masking. They've actually proven that didn't even work. The 6-foot rule just was randomly selected. I mean, everything they told us, all the dangers that they tried to scare people with, have all been disproven. I mean, it's pretty, unless you were elderly or in a high risk category. The vax had more deaths probably associated to it than actual COVID did in some of those healthier age groups, you know, and certainly the side effects. That's what her speech should have been about, was the side effects of the vax that everybody seems to be ignoring, especially at the government level.
The case study of what happened to our kids when you shut the schools down and how far behind they fell because of it. Let's look at anyone that's wore a mask that's probably listening to this show. I didn't want to wear it for 5 minutes. I hated wearing that thing, let alone can't imagine someone advocating that you should voluntarily wear it for the next 5 years. The 5 minutes was even more than I wanted to do.
Oh, the pain and anguish of some young kids and the parents trying to keep those masks on. I would be in stores where they'd just be fighting their kid to try to keep it on. I'm talking 3, 4, 5-year-olds.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're not learning how to communicate either, because so much of communication is looking at people's faces, looking at their mouths, looking, you know, emotions. It's so hard to read somebody when all you can see is their eyeballs. And
you know what makes it worse, too? Yeah. Like with parents, you're talking about the kids that were struggling. They're doing it to appease people like Violet Affleck. That's who they're doing it to, appease them. They're trying to what?
Virtue signal.
Play ball.
Yeah.
Virtue signal. Or in the sense that, well, I guess this is what we have to do in order to live in society now. That's what her world looks like. I don't want to live in that. That's terrible.
Well, let's hope nobody at the UN takes her up on her offer to reinstate the mask mandates. I mean, we they talk about the immune.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Unity level. That's always something completely ignored, is that once you get it, you truly are immune. There's a great WashU study that says it lives in your bone marrow and helps you fight future COVID outbreaks. So, you know, there's some value to getting COVID, beating COVID, and then being, you know, naturally immune from it. And that's never discussed or focused or highlighted. People still pushing the backs, but they're not talking about natural immunity. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. Except for Rand Paul, who's been on top of this for a while, and good for him to get to the bottom of this. All right. Looking forward to hearing your segment coming up. I know I'm sure you've been working on this one, so I can't wait to see what you got after a day off 97.1 FM Talk.
But don't give a f***.
It's that segment of the day where we normally give the voice of the voiceless, the folks out on social media who never get on mainstream media. We give them a platform here on the Buck Don't Give a Beep segment. And today is our normal Thankful Thursday. And normally it's a message of thanks from somebody out on social media. But today it's my thanks, my gratitude to a brave and unapologetic online warrior who constantly is calling out people in the mainstream media, and he does it in real time, meaning the minute these people say something ignorant or stupid or go on a rant on one of their mainstream media shows, this guy is on it. Like, within an hour, you're going to get a post from him. Don Lemon this week attacked the 100,000 people at the stadium of Charlie Kirk's memorial, and one of my favorite truthsayers was on it, was on Don Lemon. I mean, immediately. I featured this warrior before. You guys all loved him. And many people said, thanks for turning me on to Officer Tatum. That's his name. This segment is outstanding as he goes after Don Lemon for the Satan-loving monster that he is. And he explains exactly what people like Don Lemon are really afraid of. And that's Jesus. Listen to this. Don Lemon speaking at first. And immediately you're going to hear from Officer Tatum as he reacts. This retired police officer speaks truth to evil, folks. Hit it, Ethan.
There were prayers and tears and moments of silence. But if you stayed long enough for the little bit that I could stay, and then I said, you know what, I'm out.
Yeah, because you're a devil.
If you listen long enough and close enough, if you stayed long enough and you listen close enough,
you heard too much
you
Jesus.
You could feel the ground shifting beneath you, because that wasn't just about a man who died. This was about a movement claiming divine permission to rule.
Oh, Tom. No, fool. You know that demon in you? Not the one on the back of you every night, but the demon that's in your soul? Yeah, you felt the ground move. That's the Holy Spirit. But you're running from it, Don. You're running. You heard you know the worship. You couldn't handle it because you're a devil. Ain't nowhere in the world you can't watch this don't feel move. It wasn't no pet rat. They were worshiping God. You ain't never seen. T.D. Jakes ain't got a church that big. Joe Osteen ain't got a church that big where you have hundreds of thousands of people worshiping God. You know why you felt it, Don Lemon? Because there was another million watching it on TV worshiping God.
10 million.
You a devil. That's why you felt that way.
Higher. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that's just a sample. It goes on. It's about a four-minute segment. He continues to let Don Lemon bury himself, and then he chimes in. He stops and starts the Don Lemon's speech off his podcast. And gotta love it. If you're wondering where do I find this guy, I highly, highly recommend you go out. He's on both Instagram as well as on X, and all you have to do is look up Officer Tatum, T-A-T-U-M, former police officer turned podcaster and advocate. In fact, I saw him on somebody on mainstream media did have him on. I'm trying to think who it was. Anyway, that segment is on his feed. Can't remember which show it was, but it was great, and he's great. It just, guys, he's a truth teller, man. He is out there every single day with a new message. They range between 2 and 4 minutes, but I strongly recommend you put him on your feed, follow him, and hear what Officer Tatum is up to. He doesn't pull any punches, does he? And he's a good Christian guy, too. I mean, obviously, he's calling Don Lemon out, who just doesn't like faith, right? I mean, so many of these people on the left are intimidated and I would even call hateful towards people of faith. And he just says, I'm not having none of it. I'm going to call you out on it every time you do it. And as a man of faith, he's out there defending it. This is a guy who I think actually does have a future in television. I think I would not. He's so well spoken. He's passionate. Doesn't use foul language either, which is one thing I really like. He catches himself sometimes when he gets riled up, but you don't have to bleep him. You don't have to do that. I could see him getting into a talk show either on Newsmax or somewhere. Just a really strong voice. And he does his research too. He goes out and has good factual backup to some of his defenses too. So Officer Tatum, look him up. He's good.
I'm looking online. So it looks like he was just on Piers Morgan's.
Yeah, that was on, that's what it was. He was on Piers Morgan. Yep.
Yeah, Piers Morgan has been bringing on alternate voices like this, meaning he's trying to find people that may have a strong presence on the internet with an opinion and getting them to clash with people that have that counterbalance. Piers has that sort of, I guess, P.T. Barnum in him, where he likes to see how it plays out. And what a guy to bring on to defend your point. Brandon Tatum, man, he can do it.
He is. Being a former police officer, he does dive in a lot to some of the crime issues and the lack of enforcement and people, you know, demonizing ICE and things like that. He's very passionate about the blue line and defending police officers as somebody who served on the force. I think he was like 16 years on the force before he literally is now making a living, I believe, as a podcaster, as just somebody out there in social media. He's got over almost 1 million on X. He's up over 1 million, I think. So he's only been at it for about 2 years. So he's grown a base very quickly. So,
man, the amount of grinding it takes to build an audience that way, it is so hard to build an organic audience on social media when you're trying to do a podcast or a video cast. And the ones that have been able to break through and make it, you really admire the things that they built. And it's important to encourage those people who have voices to try it and stick with it and stick with their voice and not give in to, the people out there that try to shut you down. There's a lot of them that will do that, but the ones that are strong are able to defend themselves, and he's certainly one of them.
Well, and Brandon also pulls from both sides, which is kind of unique. If you look at the comments in his segment, a lot of people, especially in the African-American community, attack him. I mean, he's African-American, and he's getting the Uncle Tom comments, and you're a traitor to your race. How dare you do this? And I think he's pulling obviously from the conservative crowd who love what he's saying, but he also is defending himself against the left. So he's a lightning rod. I mean, he always has strong points and he articulates them well, but he riles up both sides for sure.
Yep.
So
did you see the Cubs announcer or Cohen? Did you see him? Let me pull this up real quick.
No.
And this is kind of related.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with what's going on with the let me see if I should have pulled this audio here, but essentially Gary Cohen is an announcer.
Yep.
And he brought up, and we're speaking of the Charlie Kirk funeral, kind of what, or the memorial I should say, what Don Lemon was bringing up too, but there was a person on the Cubs who is a good friend of Charlie Kirk.
Okay. A player.
Player that was a very good friend of Matt Shaw.
Because, you know, he was a huge Cub fan. Huge Cub
right.
fan. Yeah, he grew
Matt
up in
Shaw.
Chicago. Yeah.
So Matt Shaw, of course, like everyone, witnesses the assassination of Charlie Kirk. They're good friends. And Erica requested that Matt be at the memorial. They were good friends. There's a lot of pictures of them and him attending games, things like that. Matt Shaw goes and attends the memorial, and Mets broadcaster Gary Cohen makes the comment, you're in a race for the postseason. Why would you just leave your team at a critical point? He starts making these comments about Matt Shaw going to the memorial and what he calls ditching his team. Gary Cohen is getting slaughtered on social media for that terrible take right now.
Man, I'm reading what he said. He said, I don't want to talk about any of the politics of it, but the thought of leaving your team in the middle of a race for any reason other than a family emergency really strikes me as weird. So friends don't matter, is what he's saying, that a dear friendship that Shaw had with Charlie isn't important. I don't know.
And at request of his wife, the widow, at request of Erica, are you going to say no? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If you're personally asked?
Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable.
Very insensitive. So he is getting just absolutely hit hard, kind of like Don Lemon and some of these other people that are doing these terrible takes. Who was it that said it was some other online guy? Basically, it was the closest thing you'll get to a Nazi rally or something like that.
What?
It was, there's this online commentator by the name of Destiny. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant somebody who was valid.
No one valid or credible. No.
Gotcha. Okay. No.
But there's been some pretty horrific takes of the memorial so far. Don Lemon's pretty bad.
Yeah. Don Lemon was horrible. If you listen to that clip I just played and listen to it in its entirety, some of the things he said was just vile, especially after he tried to save face by sharing that Charlie Kirk had invited him on his show to have dialogue, which he, I think, was trying to appeal to the right. Look, you know, we were in dialogue. We were friends. Or we had each other's phone numbers or whatever. Or I think he DM'd him, didn't he? Or PM'd him. He private messaged him on one of the platforms and just said, hey, I'd love to have you on the show and let's talk through some of our differences rather than doing it in the, you know, social media platforms. Let's talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he shared that post, and everybody thought, oh, that was nice. Don Lemon actually shared something nice about Charlie. And then he turns around right after the ceremony and the memorial and just absolutely steps in it. And I love the fact that Officer Tatum went after him on that. But, yeah, I'm reading more about this.
I think you're referring to Van Jones that happened to, right? Is that the one
was
who
that
sent
Van
the—
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Jones, oh, you're right. That wasn't Don Charlie Lemon. Kirk. That was Van Jones. You're right.
Yeah, no, Charlie.
You're right.
Don
yeah,
Lemon.
Don Lemon's
no
never
conscience.
Done anything good. Right.
No, he's never done anything good. Van Jones is a little
Van
different.
Van Jones was the one.
And he still backstabbed him immediately when given the opportunity. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I had my CNN anchors mixed up there. Yeah.
Yep. All right. When we come back, do you see what Donald Trump put up in the White House? I want to play a clip from CNN. They're pretty upset with
the auto pin photo.
Yes. We'll talk about that after the break.
Hysterical.
97.1 FM Talk. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Ricker filling in with Dan Buck. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. I was just reading a little more about that New York Mets announcer, Cohen. Did you know who his color guy was in the booth with him that night? Todd Zeal, former Cardinal third baseman, and he agreed with them. This is unprecedented that a player, it never happened in my playing days. And I'm like, you're telling me that no major league player has ever taken a day off to go mourn the loss of a friend? Are you telling me that's never happened before in Major League Baseball? I don't care if you're in a pennant race or not in a pennant race. And the Cubs, by the way, have clinched a wild card berth, which is good for me because I've got a wager with a buddy that the Cardinals can finish 500. Well, they got to sweep the Cubs this weekend, and the Cubs are no longer really fighting for anything. They've clinched their their wild card spot.
I like the logic here.
Yeah, so this I'm thinking, hey, maybe they'll just throw a bunch of chump, AAA pitchers, save their arms, and we might actually sweep the Cubs in Chicago, and I win my bet. I highly doubt that I'll.
Yeah,
that they'll win three and finish 500. Ethan, you want the Cardinals to actually lose in Chicago, right?
I would prefer it.
Listen to his logic. Listen to his logic.
The higher we can get in the draft order, the better.
So he thinks if we can stay in the bottom 10.
You want to be in the top 10 of the draft order, and then you get in the lottery.
So you have to be in the bottom 10 of the barrel,
right,
at the end of the season in order to get into that draft where you could get number one overall pick once you go to the lottery. So.
Right.
Because only 10 teams go into that lottery drawing. But, hey, I still want 500.
Tom Ackerman probably know more about that.
He'll be on tomorrow, right?
Today.
Tonight.
Oh,
today,
that's
6:35.
Dude, he's on in like next hour. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're going to have him brag on Indiana again after they whooped up on Illinois.
I think we gave him enough time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think, they're 11th ranked. I think they're for real. I don't know how they'll get through the very tough, Big Ten schedule, but gosh, they look good. They looked absolutely good on both sides of the ball. I don't know, man. And I was an Illini fan. I was hoping Illinois would win that game, but man, they just got stomped. So
we'll talk about that with Tom Ackerman. But with that, the Wall of Fame was put up at the White House where it shows the portrait of every president. Now, this is outside of the White House, so this is different than some of the presidential portraits that are inside the White House. And it's a long row of one photograph after another of the presidents, nice gold frame on all of them. And you go down the line, and there you have George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and then it shows a picture of where Joe Biden would be, but instead it shows a picture of an auto pen, and then it goes back to Donald Trump.
And Trump had to be consulted on that before they did it. It's the Hall of Presidents, right? Isn't that what they call that part of the White House, the Hall of Presidents?
Well, this looks different than the Hall of Presidents. The section I was looking at least, they did a scan of it. Maybe I'm getting the White House mixed up, but this looked like a different thing. Than the Hall of Presidents, but generally it's just the machine that's holding the pen at the end that mimics someone's signature. And that is what's in place of Joe Biden.
And his signature is actually on that pen. No, it is. It's like
it is.
It's
see it on the paper.
It's yeah. Joe Biden's signature with the auto pen arm sticking into the shot. No image whatsoever of Joe Biden. I mean,
okay. Hysterical. Are we just immature? Is that why we're laughing at this?
I just think it's
a pretty good hysterical. It's a pretty good joke.
It is well, a good joke. And I'm
CNN
sure
didn't
it was
get
a
it.
Short no CNN. Why did they go nuts? Did they like
oh, yeah,
comment
you
on
hear?
It? Oh yeah, I'd love
right.
to hear.
This is clip number 6.
It is kind of interesting this happens amidst this discussion about whether late night comedians are too mean.
Why, you think
him.
He's trying to compete with Kimmel? Is that his gag?
Oh, that's
today?
Way better than
it's
Kimmel.
It's very gag-oriented.
It is. It shows me it's an administration of trolls led by trolls, because we're a nation of trolls now. We're dunking on each other all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's getting a little stale. The maybe the coolest thing you could possibly do right now is something sincere.
Something just show a little grace.
Maybe.
I'm actually surprised, like, George Bush is there and Barack Obama. I mean, like, there's more that I figured that there would be other pictures as well.
So you're praising him for his admirable respect.
Exactly.
All right, so that was CNN's discussion.
You talk about hypocrisy at its best. It's okay for Kimmel to go years of just nonstop blasting of Donald Trump and making it a part of every monologue and every show. And, you know, talk about old, you know, they say, oh, it's kind of getting old, you know. No, this was humor. This was hysterical. And nothing Jimmy Kimmel ever says is funny. But I'm thinking, you know, okay, the president who used the auto pen to sign all of his documents. By the way, that end of that story is not mm-hmm. been told yet. There is still going to be hell to pay, I think, and a lot of executive orders that very well could be overturned simply because he was not even present or knowledgeable of who was being pardoned and who was being, you know, there certain actions they were taking that I think were being done by staffers. Or that's the big question. Who was authorizing the use of that pen? Could go to jail. I think that's fraud, is it not? That's forgery.
I would say that it goes even deeper. It wasn't just the pen. It was most of pretty much any of his actions the last 3 years of his presidency. Who knows? Because the guy disappeared for so long. Who was running things? I think that's the big question that needs to be answered. When we come back, we do want to talk a little bit about the Dallas ICE facility shooting. And Tom Ackerman will talk sports with him next hour, too. Looking forward to that. There is a lot going on. Do I bring up how terrible the Tigers are here in Detroit right now? They keep losing. They had this giant lead in one of the greatest, greatest downfalls in all of Major League Baseball history is happening in Detroit right now. 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.